Chapter 10. The Rains Arrive. It was 2 months after the attack on David. The first clouds started to move across the sky above the savannah and forest. Soon the rain began to fall. After 8 months of the dry season, the chimpanzee's habitat was now changing quickly. There was water everywhere, and the community did not need to stay together all the time. But the chimpanzees still had to wait a few weeks for the first fruit to come onto the trees. The chimpanzees still needed to hunt animals for their food until the fruit was ready to eat. In other communities in Africa, chimpanzees often hunt as a group, with the most important males at the front. The group follow their prey through the forest and catch and kill it. Females sometimes hunt too. In some chimpanzee communities, females hunt more than the males. Sometimes there are fights over prey, but usually the males at the top of the hierarchy share food with the other chimpanzees. Some people think that this shows that chimpanzees are kind to other chimpanzees in the community. Rosie Thomas does not agree. "They share their prey with other chimpanzees in the group," she says, "because they want those animals to help them in the future." Male chimpanzees also share food with females because one day they hope to mate with them. The hierarchy is always important in a chimpanzee community, and food is a part of that hierarchy. Mark McEwen saw David's group hunting. "I watch them hunt monkeys," he says. "I saw that the chimpanzees were very strong, intelligent animals. They worked together and communicated very well, pushing their prey into the best places to catch it. The group worked together like humans." Many scientists have watched chimpanzees, and they agree with Mark. Scientists also think that early humans probably hunted their prey in groups and had to communicate together. Maybe this helped humans to get bigger brains. In Senegal, there are not a lot of monkeys, so David's group found a very clever way to catch galagos. Galagos are small primates, smaller than monkeys. The best time to hunt them is in the rain, and the chimpanzees used a special tool. Galagos live and make their nests inside trees, but in the wet season, the trees fill with water. The water moves the galago nests up inside the trees. Soon the chimpanzees know that the galagos are high in the tree. Then they break a stick from a tree and take the leaves off it. They use their teeth to make the end of the stick very sharp, like a knife. They push the stick into the tree and into the galagos in their nests. They kill the galagos with the sharp stick, and then they can pull them out to eat them. In the wet season, after months of dry weather, life was a little easier for the community. This gave David more time to get better. He watched his group carefully, and he tried to show them that he was strong. And as he got better, he got stronger. He did not hunt, but he found and ate a lot of insects. John Brown was very surprised to see David well again. "The other male chimpanzees hurt him very badly in the attack," he says. "If you hurt a human as badly as that, they will die. It happened at a bad time of year too. It was hot and dry, and there was no food. I now saw that David was a very special animal. David still needed to rest a lot, and there were still two big questions. Was another attack coming from Luther or another chimpanzee? Could David stay at the top of the hierarchy? David was clever. He started to make friends with the other males. He groomed them for hours, and they groomed him too. Every time he groomed, he was making more good friends and staying at the top of the hierarchy. David had to have good friends before another female was ready to mate and the tension went up again. He needed to be safe and strong at the top of the hierarchy. A new attack from the younger males might be more dangerous than the first. After a few weeks, David was friends with a group of older males. These males helped him, and he helped them to move up the hierarchy. Rosie Thomas and the cameramen called these older males the grandfathers. They were an intelligent group of chimpanzees, and David needed them. Then things got difficult again. Another female was ready to mate, and all the males were interested and excited again. Tension was high. But now, David had KL and his other friends to help him. He kept his place as the alpha male, and he mated with the female. About 8 months after they mated, the female was ready to have her baby. Females usually leave the group at this time. It is safer to have the baby alone and come back to the group after a few weeks. This female left the group and came back with a baby male, David's son. Chimpanzee mothers usually carry their babies for about a year. David's son will hold on to the front of his mother's body as she moves across the ground or through the trees. Then he will grow bigger and stronger and will start to travel on her back. He will stay with her at night in her nest until she has another baby. He will drink her milk until he is 2 or 3 years old. He will start to play with other young chimpanzees too. He has a lot to learn, but maybe one day he will also be an alpha male. The chimpanzee's habitat was now changing quickly. David made friends with the other males. Penguin Readers, Dynasties, Chimpanzees, Stephen Moss, Level 3. Adapted by Nick Bullard. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2020.